it.
Do we have to?
Hey, Big D. Beat up another 10-year-old.
This one deserved it.
Yeah.
5 against 1. Very brave.
Well, you're one to talk. Moaning in your sleep every night. At least I'm not afraid of my pillow. Don't kill Cedric. Who's Cedric? Your boyfriend? He's going to kill me, Mum! Where is your mum? Where is your mum, Potter? She dead? Is she dead? Is she dead, Potter?
What's going on?
What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
Get out of here, Dudley. Come on, Dudley. Come on.
Mrs. Fig.
Don't put away your wand, Harry. They might come back. Dementors and little whinging. Whatever next? The whole world's on topsy-turvy.
I don't understand. How do you know about...
Dumbledore asked me to keep an eye on you.
Dumbledore asked you? You know Dumbledore?
Uh-huh. After you know who... killed that poor Diggory boy last year. Did you expect him to let you go wandering around on your own? Good Lord, boy.
They told me you were intelligent.
Now, get inside and stay there. I expect someone will be in touch soon. Whatever happens, don't leave the house.
It is hot. That's right, hot everywhere. There's sweat, there's stifling... Sun is just burning down everyone. We don't even have air
conditioning. Is that you?
The studio is actually ridiculous. Well, of course.
Daddy. Vernon, come quick. We're going to have to take him to hospital.
Who did this to you, boy? Happy, are we, now? Eh? You've finally done it. You've finally driven him loopy. Just look at him, Petunia. Our boy has gone yumpy. I've reached my limit, do you hear? This is the last I'm going to take of you and your nonsense.
Dear Mr. Potter, the Ministry has received intelligence that at 6:23 this evening, you performed the Patronus charm in the presence of a muggle as a clear violation of the decree for the reasonable restriction of underage sorcery. You are hereby expelled from Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Hoping you are well, Mathilda Hopkirk.
Justice.
Sorry, Hedwig.
Sake.
Professor Moody, what are you doing here?
Rescuing you, of course.
But where are we going? The letter said I've been expelled from Hogwarts.
Well, you haven't been. Not yet. Kingsley, you take point.
The letter said...
Dumbledore has persuaded the minister to suspend your expulsion pending a formal hearing.
A hearing?
Uh-huh.
Don't worry, Harry. We'll explain everything when we get back to headquarters.
Shh. Not here, Nymphadora.
Don't call me Nymphadora.
Stay in formation, everyone.
Don't break ranks if one of us is killed. Son.
No, stronger and stronger by the minute. We have to act now.
Harry.
Mrs. Weasley.
Heavens, you're all right. Bit peaky, but I'm afraid dinner will have to wait until after the meeting's finished.
No
time to explain. Straight upstairs, first door on the left. Yeah.
My blood. My poor mistress knew the scum to let into her house. What would she say to old creature? Oh, the shame.
I heard them talking about the Dementor attack. You must tell us everything.
I don't know, breathe, Hermione.
And this hearing at the Ministry. It's just outrageous. I've looked it up. They simply can't expel you. It's completely unfair.
Yeah. There's a lot of that going around at the moment. So what is this place?
It's headquarters.
Of the Order of the Phoenix. It's a secret society. Dumbledore formed it back when they first fought you-know-who.
You couldn't put any of this in a letter, I suppose. I've gone all summer without a scrap of news.
We wanted to write, mate. Really, we did. Only...
Only what?
Only Dumbledore made us swear not to tell you anything.
Dumbledore said that? But why would he want to keep me in the dark? I mean, maybe I could help. After all, I'm the one who saw Voldemort return. I'm the one who fought him. I'm the one who saw Cedric Diggory get killed.
Harry! Thought we heard your dulcet tones.
Don't bottle it up, though, mate. Let it out.
Anyway, if you're all done shouting...
Do you want to hear something a little more interesting?
If anyone has a right to know, it's Harry. If it wasn't for Harry, we wouldn't even know
Voldemort was bad. He's not a child, Molly.
He's not an adult, either. He's not James.
Harry, he's not your son.
He's as good as.
Who else has he got?
Who's in it?
He's got me.
Touchingly paternal leg. Perhaps Potter will grow up to be a fellow, just like his godfather.
No, let me stay out of this, Snivellus.
Snape's part of the Order.
Get it. Your supposed
reformation. I know better.
So why don't you tell me? Or are you afraid you're going to take serious
actions
and hiding inside his mother's house?
Mine, I hate him.
Bad Crookshanks!
We'll be eating down in the kitchen. Oh! Just because you're allowed to use magic now does not mean you have to whip your wands out for everything!
Hi, Mum.
You hungry, Harry?
You sure you're all right, Harry? Gave us quite a turn.
Harry Potter.
Sirius.
Oh!
This is very, very peculiar. It seems that your hearing at the Ministry used to be before the entire wizard.
I don't understand. What has the Ministry of Magic got against me?
Show him. We'll find out soon enough.
He's been attacking Dumbledore as well. Fudge is using all his power, including his influence at the Daily Prophet, to smear anyone who claims the Dark Lord has returned.
Why?
The Minister thinks Dumbledore's after his job.
But that's insane. No one in their right mind could believe that Dumbledore...
Exactly the point. Fudge isn't in his right mind. It's been twisted and warped by fear. Now, fear makes people do terrible things, Harry. The last time Voldemort gained power, he almost destroyed everything we hold most dear. Now he's returned, and I'm afraid the Minister will do almost anything to avoid facing that terrifying truth.
We think Voldemort wants to build up his army again. 14 years ago, he had huge numbers at his command, and not just witches and wizards, but all manner of dark creatures. He's been recruiting heavily, and we've been attempting to do the same. But gathering followers isn't the only thing he's interested in. We believe Voldemort may be after something.
Sirius.
Something he didn't have last time.
You mean, like a weapon?
No, that's enough. He's just a boy. You say much more and you might as well induct him into the order straight away.
Good, I want to join. If Voldemort's raising an army, then I want to fight.
Used the visitor's entrance before. Should be fun.
I'll just get my mother money.
Departmental memos. We used to use owls. The mess was unbelievable. Well, it's beard. Thank you, Kingsley. They've changed the time of your hearing.
When is it?
It'll be 5 minutes.
Say, truth will out. Yes?
I'm not allowed in, I'm afraid. Good luck, Harry.
Disciplinary hearing of the 12th of August into offences committed by Harry James Potter, resident at number 4 Privet Drive, Little Whinging, Surrey. Interrogators Cornelius Oswald Fudge, Minister.
Witness for the defence. Albus Percival, Wulfric.
Brian, Dumbledore.
You got our message that the time and place of the hearing had been changed, did you?
I must have missed it, but by a happy mistake, I arrived at the ministry 3 hours early. Charges?
The charges against the accused are as follows: that he did knowingly and in full awareness of the illegality of his actions produce a Patronus charm in the presence of a muggle. Do you deny producing said Patronus?
No.
You were aware that you were forbidden to use magic outside school while under the age of 17?
Yes, I
witches was, and wizards of the Wizenagamot.
I was only doing it because of the Dementors.
Dementors? You little witching.
Yeah, that's quite clever. Muggles can't see Dementors, can they, boy? Highly convenient.
I'm not lying. There were two of them, and if I hadn't...
Enough. I'm sorry to interrupt what I'm sure would have been a very well-rehearsed story, but since you can produce no witnesses of the event...
Pardon me, Minister, but as it happens, we can.
Please describe the attack. What did they look like? Well, one of them was very large, and the other rather skinny.
Not the boys... The Dementors.
Oh, right, right. Big? Cloaked? Then everything went cold, as though all the happiness had gone from the world.
Now, look here. Dementors don't just wander into a muggle suburb and happen across a wizard. The odds are astronomical.
I don't think anyone would believe that Dementors were there by coincidence, Minister.
I'm sure I must have misunderstood you, Professor. Dementors are, after all, under the control of the Ministry of Magic. It's so silly of me, but it sounded for a moment as though you were suggesting that the Ministry had ordered the attack on this boy.
That would be disturbing indeed, Madam Undersecretary, which is why I'm sure the Ministry will be mounting a full-scale inquiry into why the two Dementors were so very far from Azkaban and why they mounted an attack without authorization. Of course, there is someone who might be behind the attack. Cornelius, I implore you to see reason. The evidence that the Dark Lord has returned is incontrovertible.
He's not back.
In the matter of Harry Potter, the Lord clearly states that magic may be used before muggles in life-threatening situations.
Laws can be changed if necessary, Dumbledore.
Clearly, it has become practice to hold a full criminal trial to deal with a simple matter of underage magic.
In favor of conviction. Those in favor of clearing the accused of all charges.
Cleared of all charges?
Professor.
Madfoot, are you barking mad? We'll blow the entire operation.
Sirius, what are you doing here? If somebody sees you...
I had to see you off, didn't I? What's life without a little risk?
I don't want to see you get shot back in Azkaban.
Oh, don't worry about me. Anyway, I wanted you to have this.
Original Order of the Phoenix.
Marlene McKinnon.
She was killed 2 weeks after this was taken.
Voldemort wiped out her entire family. Frank and Alice Longbottom.
Neville's parents.
They suffered a fate worse than death, you ask me. It's been 14 years. And still a day doesn't go by. I don't miss your dad.
Do you really think there's going to be a war, Sirius?
It feels like it did before.
You keep it. Anyway, I suppose you're the young ones now.
That's the end of the train.
Love you.
The Ministry is still letting you walk around free, Potter. You better enjoy it while you can. I expect there's a cell in Azkaban with your name on it. What'd I tell you? Complete nutter.
Just stay away from me!
It's only Malfoy. What do you expect?
Pulling the carriage.
Nothing's pulling the carriage, Harry. It's pulling itself, like always.
You're not going mad. I can see them too. You're just as sane as I am. Everyone, this is Luna Lovegood. What an interesting necklace. It's a charm, actually. Keeps away the Nargoyle. Hungry. I hope there's pudding.
So, Nargle.
No idea.
Good evening, children. Now, we have two changes in staffing this year. We're pleased to welcome back Professor Grubbly Plank, who'll be taking care of magical creatures while Professor Hagrid is on temporary leave. We also wish to welcome our new Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher, Professor Dolores Umbridge. And I'm sure you'll all join me in wishing the professor good luck. Now, as usual, our caretaker, Mr. Filch, has asked me to remind you.
She was at my hearing. She works for Fudge.
Thank you, Headmaster, for those kind words of welcome. And And how lovely to see all your bright, happy faces smiling up at me. I'm sure we're all going to be very good friends.
That's likely.
The Ministry of Magic has always considered the education of young witches and wizards to be of vital importance. Although each headmaster has brought something new to this historic school, progress for the sake of progress must be discouraged. Let us preserve what must be preserved, perfect what can be perfected, and prune practices that ought to be prohibited.
Thank you, Professor Umbridge. That really was most illuminating.
Illuminating? Now, as I said, a load of waffle. What's it mean?
Magic is forbidden in the corridors.
It means the Ministry is interfering at Hogwarts.
Dean, Seamus, good holiday?
All right. Better than Seamus's, anyway.
Your mum didn't want me to come back this year.
Why not?
Let me see. Because of you. The Daily Prophet's been saying a lot of things about you, Harry, and about Dumbledore as well.
What, and your mum believes them?
Well, nobody was there the night Cedric died.
Oh, well, I guess you should read The Prophet, then, like your stupid mother. It'll tell you everything you need to know.
Don't you dare talk about my mother like
I'll have a go at anyone that calls me a liar.
What's going on?
He's mad at what's going on. Do you believe the rubbish he's come out with about you know who?
Yeah, I do. Has anyone else got a problem with Harry? You all right?
Fine.
Seamus was bang out of order, mate. But he'll come through. We'll see.
I said I'm fine, Ron!
Leave you to your thoughts, huh?
Examinations. OWLs. More commonly known as OWLs. Study hard and you will be rewarded. Fail to do so and the consequences may be severe. Your previous instruction in this subject has been disturbingly uneven. But you'll be pleased to know, from now on, you will be following a carefully structured, ministry-approved course of defensive magic. Yes.
There's nothing in here about using defensive spells?
Using spells? Well, I can't imagine why you would need to use spells in my classroom.
We're not going to use magic.
You will be learning about defensive spells in a secure, risk-free way.
What use is that? If we're going to be attacked, it won't be risk-free.
Students will raise their hands when they speak in my class. is the view of the ministry that a theoretical knowledge will be sufficient to get you through your examinations, which, after all, is what school is all about.
And how's theory supposed to prepare us for what's out there?
There is nothing out there, dear. Who do you imagine wants to attack children like yourself?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe Lord Voldemort.
Let me make this quite plain. You have been told that a certain dark wizard is at large once again. This is a lie.
It's not a lie. I saw him. I fought him.
Detention, Mr. Potter!
So according to you, Cedric Diggory dropped dead of his own accord?
Cedric Diggory's death was a tragic accident.
It was murder. Voldemort killed him. You must know that.
Enough! Enough. See me later, Mr. Potter. My office. Come in. Good evening, Mr. Potter. Sit. You're going to be doing some lines for me today, Mr. Potter. No, not with your quill. I'm going to be using a rather special one of mine. Now, I want you to write... I must not tell lies.
How many times?
Well, let's say for as long as it takes for the message to sink in.
You haven't given me any ink.
Oh, you won't need any ink.
Nothing.
That's right. Because you know, deep down, you deserve to be punished. Don't you, Mr. Potter? Go on.
Diving snack boxes.
Sweets that make you ill.
Get you out of class whenever you like.
Obtain hours of pleasure from unprofitable boredom.
Care for another?
I'm not asking you to write all of it for me.
Oh, jeez.
It's just I've been busy studying for these stupid owl exams.
I'll do the introduction. That's all.
Hermione, you're honestly the most wonderful person I've ever met. If I'm ever rude to you again...
I'll have gone back to normal. What's wrong with your hand?
Nothing.
The other hand. You've got to tell Dumbledore.
No. Dumbledore's got enough on his mind right now. Anyway, I don't want to give Umbridge the satisfaction.
Bloody hell, Harry. The woman's torturing you. If the parents knew about this...
Yeah, well, I haven't got any of those, have I, Ron?
Harry, you've got to report this. It's perfectly simple. You're
no,
being...
it's not.
Hermione, whatever this is, it's not simple. You don't understand.
Then help us to.
Dear Padfoot, I hope you're all right. It's starting to get colder here. Winter is definitely on the way. In spite of being back at Hogwarts, I feel more alone than ever. I know you, of all people, will understand. Feet. Aren't they cold?
A bit. Unfortunately, all my shoes have mysteriously disappeared. I suspect Nargles are behind it.
What are they?
They're called Pestrels. They're quite gentle, really, but people avoid them because they're a bit...
different. But why can't the others see them?
They can only be seen by people who've seen death.
So, you've known someone who's died then?
My mum. She was quite an extraordinary witch, but she did like to experiment, and one day one of her spells went badly wrong. I was 9.
I'm sorry.
Yes, it was rather horrible. I do feel very sad about it sometimes. But I've got Dad. We both believe you, by the way. That he who must not be named is back, and you fought him, and the Ministry and the Prophet are conspiring against you and Dumbledore.
Thanks. Seems you're about the only ones that do.
I don't think that's true. I suppose that's how he wants you to feel.
What do you mean?
Well, if I were you-know-who, I'd want you to feel cut off from everyone else. Because if it's just you alone, you're not as much of a threat. Never stop eating.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Harry.
Can I join you?
Pardon me, Professor, but what exactly are you insinuating? I am merely requesting that when it comes to my students, you conform to the prescribed disciplinary practices. So silly of me, but it sounds as if you're questioning my authority in my own classroom. Minerva.
Not at all, Dolores. Merely your medieval methods.
I am sorry, dear. But to question my practices is to question the ministry, and by extension, the minister himself. I am a tolerant woman, but the one thing I will not stand for is disloyalty.
Disloyalty?
Things at Hogwarts are far worse than I feared. Cornelius will want to take immediate action.
Having already revolutionized the teaching of defense against the dark arts, Dolores Umbridge will, as High Inquisitor, have powers to address the seriously falling standards at Hogwarts School.
Just one question, dear. You've been in this post how long exactly? You applied first for the Defense Against the Dark Arts post, is that correct?
Yes.
But you were unsuccessful?
Obviously.
Something for me. I'm sorry.
Who goes mouse?
One teensy little prophecy. Pity.
No, wait, no, I think I do see something, yes, I do, something dark. You are in grave danger.
Lovely.
So, what's going on?
It's Professor Trelawney. I can. Something you'd like to say, dear?
Oh, there are several things I would like to say.
Professor McGonagall, might I ask you to escort Sybil back inside?
Sybil, dear.
Oh, hi, sweetie. Thank you.
Dumbledore, may I remind you that under the terms of Educational Decree number 23, as enacted by the Minister...
You have the right to dismiss my teachers. You do not, however, have the authority to banish them from the grounds. That power remains with the headmaster.
For now.
But you all have studying to do.
Professor. Professor. Professor Dumbledore. Professor.
What?
Professor Dumbledore.
Evil old gargoyle. We're not learning how to defend ourselves.
We're not learning how to pass our owls. She's taking over the entire school.
Security has been and will remain the ministry's top priority. Furthermore, we have convincing evidence that these disappearances are the work of notorious mass murderer Sirius Black. Make no mistake. We will...
Sirius?
What are you doing here?
Answering your letter. You said you were worried about Umbridge. What's she doing? Training you to kill half-breed.
Sirius, she's not letting us use magic at all.
Well, I'm not surprised. The latest intelligence is that Fudge doesn't want you trained in combat.
Combat?
What does he think? We're forming some sort of wizard army?
Well, that's exactly what he thinks. But Dumbledore is assembling his own forces to take on the Ministry. He's becoming more paranoid for the minute. The others wouldn't want me telling you this, Harry. But things aren't going at all well with the Order. Fudge is blocking the truth at every turn, and these disappearances are just how it started before. Voldemort is on the move.
And what can we do?
Someone's coming. I'm sorry I can't be of more help. But for now, at least, it looks like you're on your own.
He really is out there, isn't he? We've got to be able to defend ourselves. And if Umbridge refuses to teach us how, we need someone who will.
By me, I'm a nutter, remember?
Look on the bright side. Can't be any worse than old Toad Face.
Thanks, Ron.
I'm here for you, mate.
Who's supposed to be meeting us then?
Just a couple of people.
Lovely spot.
Thought it'd be safer somewhere off the beaten track. Hi. So, you all know why we're here. We need a teacher. A proper teacher. One who's had real experience defending themselves against the dark arts.
Why?
Why? Because you know who's back, you tosspot.
So he says.
So Dumbledore says.
So Dumbledore says because he says. The point is, where's the proof?
Potter could tell us more about how Diggory got killed.
I'm not going to talk about Cedric, so if that's why you're here, you might as well clear out now. Come on, let's go. They're just here because they think I'm some sort of freak.
Wait. Is it true you can produce the Patronus chime? Yes. I've seen it.
Blimey, Harry. I didn't know you could do that. And he killed a basilisk. With the sword in Dumbledore's office.
It's true.
Third year, he fought with about 100 Dementors at once.
And last year, he really did fight off you-know-who in the flesh.
Wait. Look, it all sounds great when you say it like that, but the truth is, most of that was just luck. Now, I didn't know what I was doing half the time. I nearly always had help.
He's just being modest.
No, Hermione, I'm not. Facing this stuff in real life is not like school. In school, if you make a mistake, you can just try again tomorrow. But out there, when you're a second away from being murdered or watching a friend die right before your eyes, you don't know what that's like.
You're right, Harry, we don't. That's why we need your help. Because if we're going to have any chance of beating Voldemort.
He's really back.
Thank you.
First, we need to find a place of practice where Umbridge won't find out.
The Shrieking Shack?
There's two small.
Forbidden Forest?
Not bloody likely.
Harry, what happens if Umbridge does find out? Who cares? I mean, it's sort of exciting, isn't it? Breaking the rules.
Who are you and what have you done with Hermione Granger?
Anyway, at least we know one positive thing that came from today.
What's that?
Cho couldn't take her eyes off you, could she?
Right. Over the next few days, we should each come up with a couple of possibilities of places we can practice. We've got to make sure wherever it is, there's no chance to find us.
All student organizations are henceforth disbanded. Any student
Which way are you going, Longbottom?
Only appears when a person has real need of it, and is always equipped for the seeker's needs.
So, say you really needed the toy.
Charming, Ronald. But yes, that is the general idea.
It's brilliant. It's like Hogwarts wants us to fight back.
I'm hopeless.
You're just flourishing your wand too much. Try it like this. Expelliarmus!
You will please copy the approved text 4 times to ensure maximum retention. There will be no need to talk.
No need to think, it's more like it.
Expelliarmus! Wands away!
Stunning is one of the most useful spells in your arsenal. It's sort of a wizard's bread and butter, really. So, come on then, Nigel. Give it your best shot.
Step aside!
Good. Not bad at all, Nigel. Well done.
I'll go easy on
you. Thanks, Ronald.
Come on, Ron.
Come on, Ron.
Come on,
Ron.
Come on, Ron.
One second. You're up.
I let her do that. It's good manners, isn't it? It's completely intentional.
On a fixed point.
Expelliarmus.
Try again.
Expelliarmus!
Very good. Keep your concentration. Great.
A little higher.
I'm okay.
Is important, but there's something that matters even more. Believing in yourself. Think of it this way. Every great wizard in history has started out as nothing more than what we are now. Students. If they can do it, why not us?
Expelliarmus!
That's it for this lesson. Now, we're not going to be meeting again until after the holidays. So just keep practicing on your own as best you can. And well done, everyone. Great, great work.
Well done, mate.
Thanks.
A lot, Harry.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Not at all.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Have a great Christmas, Luna.
We've been thinking, Harry. We could always slip Umbridge some puking pastels into her tea.
Or feverfudge. They give you these massive pus-filled balls right.
Sounds great, guys. Would you excuse me? Are you all right? I heard Umbridge gave you a rough time the other day.
Yeah, I'm okay. Anyway, it's worth it. It's just learning all this. It makes me wonder whether if he'd known it.
Cedric did know this stuff. He was really good. It's just Voldemort was better.
You're a really good teacher, Harry. I've never been able to stun anything before. Mistletoe.
Probably full of Nargles, though.
What are Nargles?
No idea.
Well, how was it? Wet.
I mean, she was sort of crying.
That bad at it, are you?
I'm sure Harry's kissing was more than satisfactory. Cho spends half her time crying these days.
I think a bit of snogging would cheer her up.
Don't you understand how she must be feeling? Well, obviously she's feeling sad about Cedric, and therefore confused about liking Harry and guilty about kissing him. Conflicted because Umbridge is threatening to sack her mum from her job at the ministry and frightened of failing her OWLs because she's so busy worrying about everything else.
One person couldn't feel all that. It'd explode.
Just because you've got the emotional range of a teaspoon.
Voldemort may be after something. Something he didn't have last time.
Were you standing next to the victim? Or looking down at the scene?
Neither. It was like I... Professor, will you please just tell me what's happened?
Everard, Arthur's on guard duty tonight. Make sure he's found by the right people.
Sir!
Phineas! You must go to your portrait at Grimmauld Place. Tell them that Arthur Weasley is gravely injured. And his children will be arriving there soon by port key.
Got in, Albus. It was close, but they think he'll make it. What's more, the Dark Lord failed to acquire it.
Oh, thank goodness. Next we need...
Look at me! What's happening to me?
You wished to see me, Headmaster?
Oh, Severus. I'm afraid we can't wait. Not even till the morning. Otherwise, we'd all be vulnerable.
It appears that there is a connection between the Dark Lord's mind and your own. Whether he is as yet aware of this connection is, for the moment, unclear. Pray he remains ignorant.
You mean if he knows about it, then he'll be able to read my mind?
Read it. Control it. Unhinged. In the past, it was often the Dark Lord's pleasure to invade the minds of his victims, creating visions designed to torture them into madness. Only after extracting the last exquisite ounce of agony, only when he had them literally begging for death, would he finally kill them. Used properly, the power of occlumency will help shield you from access or influence. In these lessons, I will attempt to penetrate your mind. You will attempt to resist. Prepare yourself. Let him out. Concentrate, Potter. Focus.
Sit down, everybody, sit down.
That's it. Now, present.
And a nice big box for Ron.
Big box for him. And, Come on, open up. I want to see your faces.
Yes.
Try it on.
Thanks, Mum. It's perfect.
Just what he wanted, actually.
Yeah. Right, thanks,
Mum. Come on, then, everyone. Let's clear this way. Oh, Harry. There you are.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you.
Lovely to have you with us.
Thank you.
Now, Daddy, pass that to Daddy.
Thank you.
Has everybody got
toast?
Fred, George, Hermione, make sure
a Christmas toast to Mr. Harry Potter, without whom I would not be here. Harry.
Oh, that is delicious. I should be needing some more of that.
Well, Daddy, don't forget about Christmas.
I can't understand why you don't want to wear it, Ronald.
Because I look like a bloody idiot, that's why.
No more than usual, Ronald. I don't know why you don't trust him on the stage yet.
Nasty Brett standing there as bold as brass. Harry Potter, the boy who stopped the Dark Lord. Friend of mudbloods and blood traitors alike. If my poor mistress...
Frasier! That's enough of your bile. Away with you!
Of course, master. Creature lives to serve the noble house of Black.
Sorry about that. He never was very pleasant, even when I was a boy. Not to me, anyway.
What, you grew up here?
This is my parents' house. I offered it to Dumbledore as headquarters for the Order. About the only useful thing I've been able to do.
This is the Black family tree. My deranged cousin. I hated the lot of them. My parents with their pure blood mania. My mother did that after I ran away. Charming woman. I was 60.
Where did you go?
Well, your dad's. I was always welcome at the Potters. I see him so much in you, Harry. You are so very much alike.
I'm not so sure. Sirius, when I was... When I saw Mr. Weasley attacked, I wasn't just watching. I was the snake. And afterwards, in Dumbledore's office, there was a moment when I wanted to... This connection between me and Voldemort. What if the reason for it is that I am becoming more like him? I just feel so angry all the time. And what if after everything that I've been through, something's gone wrong inside me? What if I'm becoming bad?
I want you to listen to me very carefully, Harry. You're not a bad person. You're a very good person who bad things have happened to. You understand? Besides, the world isn't split into good people and death eaters. We've all got both light and dark inside us. What matters is the part we choose to act on. That's who we really are.
Harry, time to go.
When all this is over, we'll be a proper family. We'll see.
Thank you.
Harry.
I'm ordering you to tell me where you've been.
I told you. I've been away for me health.
Your health?
Yeah. Bit of fresh air, you know.
Oh, yes. As gamekeeper, fresh air must be difficult to come by. If I were you, I shouldn't get too used to being back. In fact, I mightn't bother unpacking at all.
Secret, right? Dumbledore sent me to parley with the giants.
Giants? You found them?
Well, they're not that hard to find, to be perfectly honest. They're so big, see? I tried to convince them to join the cause. But I wasn't the only one that was trying to win them over.
Death Eaters?
Yes. Trying to persuade them to join you-know-who.
And did they?
I gave them Dumbledore's message. Suppose some of them remember he was friendly to them, I suppose.
And they did this to you?
Not exactly, no. Go on, you have it then, you dozy dog. Changing out there. Just like last time. There's a storm coming, Harry. We'd all best be ready when she does.
Security prisoners in the early hours of yesterday evening did escape. And of course, the Muggle Prime Minister has been alerted to the danger. We strongly suspect that the breakout was engineered by a man with personal experience of escaping from Azkaban, notorious mass murderer Sirius Black, cousin of escapee Bellatrix Lestrange.
Dumbledore warned Fudge this could happen. He's going to get us all killed because he can't face the truth.
Harry. I wanted to apologise. Now with me mum, says the prophet's version of things don't add up. So, what I'm really trying to say is that I believe you.
Years ago, a Death Eater named Bellatrix Lestrange used the Cruciatus Curse on my parents. She tortured them for information, but they never gave in. I'm quite proud to be their son, but I'm not sure I'm ready for everyone to know just yet.
We're going to make them proud, Neville. That's a promise. Make it
A powerful memory. The happiest you can remember. Allow it to fill you up. Keep trying, Seamus. George, your turn now.
Expecto Patronus!
A full-bodied Patronus is the most difficult to produce. But shield forms can also be equally useful against a variety of opponents. Fantastic, Jenny! Just remember, your Patronus can only protect you for as long as you stay focused. So focus, Luna! Think of the happiest thing you can.
Expecto Patronus. I'm trying.
I know, Patronus, good. This is really advanced stuff, guys. You're doing so well.
Make short work of this. Bombarda?
Get them!
I've been watching them for weeks, and see, Dumbledore's arm. Proof of what I've been telling you right from the beginning, Cornelius. All your fear-mongering about you-know-who never fooled us for a minute. We saw your lies for what they were, a smokescreen for your bid to seize control of the Ministry.
Naturally.
No, Professor, he had nothing to do with it. It was me.
Most noble of you, Harry, to shield me. But as has been pointed out, the parchment clearly says Dumbledore's army, not Potter's. I instructed Harry to form this organization, and I alone am responsible for its activities.
Dispatch an owl to the Daily Prophet. If we hurry, we should still make the morning edition. Dawlish, Shacklebolt, you will escort Dumbledore to Azkaban to await trial for conspiracy and sedition.
Ah, I thought we might hit this little snag. You seem to be laboring under the delusion that I'm going to...
What was the phrase? Come quietly.
Well, I can tell you this. I have no intention of going to Azkaban.
Enough of this. Take him!
You may not like him, Minister, but you can't deny Dumbledore's got style.
To be within 8 inches of each other. Those wishing to join the inquisitorial squad, students will be submitted to questioning about suspected illicit activities.
Harry.
Did everything you could. No one could win against that old hag.
Even Dumbledore didn't see this coming. Harry, if it's anyone's fault, it's ours.
Yeah, we talked you into it. Yeah, but I agreed. I tried so hard to help, and all it's done is make things worse. Anyway, that doesn't matter anymore. Because I don't want to play anymore. All it does is make you care too much. And the more you care, the more you have to lose. So maybe it's just better
to what?
To go it alone. Hagrid.
Any idea where he's taking us?
Hagrid, why can't you just tell us?
It's a Medusa!
I've never seen a centaur so white. And they're dangerous at the best of times. The Ministry restricts their territory much more. They're going to have a full uprising on their hands.
Hagrid, what's going on?
I'm sorry to be so mysterious, you three. I wouldn't be bothering you at all with it, but with Dumbledore gone, I'll likely be getting the sack any day now. I just couldn't leave without telling someone about him.
Robbie! Down here, you great buffoon! Groppy. Brought you some company.
I couldn't just leave him because he's my brother. Well, half-brother, really. He's completely harmless, just like I said. A little high-spirited is all.
Robbie, that is not polite!
I could do something!
We talked about this. You do not grab, do you? That's your new friend, Hermione. Robbie!
Grop! Put me down! Now!
You're right.
Fine. Just need a firm hand is all.
I think you've got an admirer.
You just stay away from her, all right?
He gets his own food and all. It's company he'll be needing when I'm gone. You will look after him, won't you? I'm the only family he's got.
Feeling sentimental.
That's private.
Not to me. Not to the Dark Lord if you don't improve. Every memory he has access to is a weapon he can use against you. You won't last 2 seconds if he invades your mind. You're just like your father. Lazy, arrogant.
Don't say a word against my father.
Weak.
I'm not weak.
Then prove it. Control your emotions. Discipline your mind.
The gentleman that's...
Sirius.
I may vomit.
Stop it!
Is this what you call control?
We've been at it for hours. If I could just rest.
The Dark Lord isn't resting. You and Lacia, two of a kind, sentimental children, forever whining about how bitterly unfair your lives have been. Well, it may have escaped your notice, but life isn't fair. Your blessed father knew that. In fact, he frequently sought
to... My father was a great man.
Your father was a swine. Well,
Protego!
Come on, Mooney. Snape! Expelliarmus!
Nice one, James.
James, finish him off.
Dad.
Impedimenta! Right, who was I seeing me take off Sniggly's trousers?
Enough.
Your lessons are at an end.
Right.
Get out.
What's your name?
Michael.
Yeah, it's going to be fine, Michael. Yeah, it's not as bad as it seems. See, it's fading already. See ours anymore, and the pain stops after a while. Yeah.
As I told you once before, Mr. Potter, naughty children deserve to be punished.
You know, George, I've always felt our futures lay outside the world of academic achievement.
Fred? Thinking exactly the same thing.
You'll have to kill me.
Oh, I will. But first you will fetch it for me.
Sirius.
Harry, are you sure?
I saw it. It's just like with Mr. Weasley. It's the same door I've been dreaming about for months, only I couldn't remember where I'd seen it before. Sirius said Voldemort was after something. Something he didn't have the last time, and it's in the Department of Mysteries.
Harry, please just listen. What if Voldemort meant for you to see this? If he's only hurting Sirius because he's trying to get to you.
What if he is? I'm supposed to just let him die. Hermione, he's the only family I've got left.
What do we do?
We'll have to use the flu network.
But Umbridge has all the chimneys under surveillance.
Not all of them. Hello, come on. Alert the Order if you can.
Are you mental? We're going with you.
It's too dangerous.
When are you going to get into your head? We're in this together.
That you are.
Caught this by trying to help the Weasley girls.
You were going to Dumbledore, weren't you?
No.
You're sent for me, Headmistress.
Snape, yes. The time has come for answers, whether he wants to give them to me or not. Have you brought the Veritaserum?
I'm afraid you've used up all my stores interrogating students, the last of it on Miss Chen. Unless you wish to poison him, and I assure you I would have the greatest sympathy if you did, I cannot help you.
He's got Padfoot. He's got Padfoot at the place where it's hidden.
Padfoot? What is Padfoot? Well, what is hidden? What is he talking about, Snape?
No idea.
Very well. You give me no choice, Potter. As this is an issue of ministry security, you leave me with no alternative. The Cruciatus curse ought to loosen your tongue.
That's illegal.
What Cornelius doesn't know won't hurt him.
Tell her, Harry!
Tell me what?
Well, if you won't tell her where it is, I will.
Where what is?
Dumbledore's secret weapon.
How much further?
Not far. It had to be somewhere students wouldn't find it accidentally.
What are you doing?
Where is this weapon? There isn't one, is there? You were trying to trick me. You know, I really hate children. You have no business here, Centaur. This is a ministry matter. Lower your weapons. I warn you, under the law, as creatures of near human intelligence. How dare you, filthy half-breed!
It's not his fault. Don't understand. Do something. Tell them I mean no harm.
I'm sorry, Professor. I must not tell lies.
What are you doing? I am senior undersecretary to Norum, Jane Humphreys. Let me go! Thank you, Corp.
Hermione. Hermione, Sirius.
How'd you get away?
Puking pastels. It wasn't pretty.
Told them I was hungry and wanted some sweets. Of course, they told me to bugger off and ate the lot themselves.
That was clever, Ron.
That's been known to happen.
It was brilliant. So, how are we getting to London?
Look, it's not that I don't appreciate everything you've done, all of you, but look, I've got you into enough trouble as it is.
Dumbledore's arm is supposed to be about doing something real. Or is that all just words to you?
Maybe you don't have to do this all by yourself, mate.
So how are we going to get to London?
We fly, of course.
This is it. He should be here.
Harry. It's got your name on it.
The Dark Lord approaches, and the Dark Lord shall mark him as his equal, but he shall have power the Dark Lord knows no more. For neither can live while the other survives.
Harry!
Where's Sirius?
You know, you really should learn to tell the difference between dreams
and reality. You saw only what the Dark Lord wanted you to see. Now hand me the prophecy.
You do anything to us, I'll break it.
He knows how to play. Itchy, bitty, baby. What?
Bellatrix Lestrange.
Neville Longbottom, is it? How's Mum and Dad?
Better now they're about to be avenged.
Now let's everybody just calm down. Jeremy, all we want is that prophecy.
Why did Voldemort need me to come and get this?
You dare speak his name?
You felt it all, blood!
It's all right, it's just a curious lad, aren't you? Prophecies can only be retrieved by those about whom they are made. Which is lucky for you, really. Haven't you always wondered what was the reason for the connection between you and the Dark Lord? Why he was unable to kill you when you were just an infant? Don't you want to know the secret? And your scar? All the answers are there. Pot in your hand. All you have to do is give it to me. And I can show you.
I've waited 14 years.
I know.
I guess I can wait a little longer. Now! Excuse me!
Mysteries. They got that bit right, didn't they?
The voices. Can you tell what they're saying?
There aren't any voices, Harry. Let's get out of here. I hear them too. Harry, it's just an empty archway. Please, Harry.
Get behind me.
actually believe. And why you're truly naive enough to think that children stood a chance against us. I'll make this simple for you, Potter. Give me the prophecy now, or watch your friends die.
Don't give me too hurry.
Shh.
Get away from my godson.
Weak.
It was foolish of you to come here tonight, Tom. The orders are on their way.
By which time I shall be gone. And you shall be dead.
Thank you.
I've lost, old man.
The weak one, and you'll never know love or friendship. And I feel sorry for you.
Feel, Harry.
Are you dying? It's my fault.
No, the fault is mine. I knew it was only a matter of time before Voldemort made the connection between you. I thought by distancing myself from you, as I have done all year, he'd be less tempted. And therefore you might be more protected.
The prophecy said, neither one can live while the other one survives. It means one of us is going to have to kill the other in the end.
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me?
For the same reason you tried to save Sirius. For the same reason your friend saved you. After all these years, after all you've suffered, I didn't want to cause you any more pain. I cared too much about you.
How come you're not at the feast?
Lost all my possessions. Apparently people have been hiding them.
That's awful.
Oh, it's all good fun. But as it's the last night, I really do need them back.
Do you want any help finding them?
I'm sorry about your godfather, Harry.
Are you sure you don't want any help looking?
That's all right. Anyway, my mum always said the things we lose have a way of coming back to us in the end. If not always in the way we expect. I think I'll just go have some pudding.
I've been thinking about something Dumbledore said to me.
What's that?
That even though we've got a fight ahead of us, we've got one thing that Voldemort doesn't have.
Yeah?
Something worth fighting for.
Thank you.